In the final analysis, the Bible only describes two kinds of people living on our planet the day that Jesus returns. And one of those groups is described in the words of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 9. And it will be said in that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." These people are excited to see Jesus returning, and they have no problem with the idea of meeting God face to face. Now, I want you to contrast that with another group that has a very different reaction to Jesus' return. They're found over in Revelation chapter 6, beginning in verse 16. "And they said to the mountains and rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?'" Just two groups. One of them is perfectly okay with the idea of facing God, and the other one is absolutely terrified. So what's the difference between the two? Is this a matter of God arbitrarily picking one group to love and nurture and another group where he can dump his anger and vengeance? Growing up, I actually had people tell me that. They told me that God just kind of picks some people to be saved and other people to be lost, and it has nothing to do with the decisions we make. But take a careful look at the story of the Bible, and you'll find it mentioned again and again and again. The invitation is always to whoever will come. The difference between these two groups is not really made by an arbitrary decision in heaven. The difference is really made by the decision made in the human heart, and that's your human heart. Right now, a lot of the stuff we've been told will happen prior to Christ's return is actually going on right now. Almost every week, I get news reports across my desk that read like a page out of Bible prophecy. Of course, I don't really know the day or hour any better than anyone else, but a lot of the indicators are starting to point to rapid changes on planet Earth. I guess what I'm saying is that we appear to be running out of time, and some of you still have decisions to make. If you don't have peace with God right now, you're sure not going to have it on the day he shows up. The time to make your decision is now, as we're studying the Bible together today. You can choose, at this moment, to accept God's forgiveness, allow him into your life, and you can be one of those people who will meet Jesus in peace. Not only will that open the door to God's kingdom, it's also going to give you a profound sense of peace in your heart right now, which will, as you wait for Jesus to come, provide you with a better way to live.